Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
Hello, Jim.
Laurie, it's good to be here, as always. And I want to sing praises to some of your regular listeners. Laurie, I've had five different people tell me this week they listen to my show regularly.
Wonderful.
So for advice, and they've actually come in and see me. And a lot of them are coming to our seminars. We've got two more seminars next month, and Ruth Chris and I think the Oyster House, and I don't know the dates, but they can go on the website and get them. I think it's 12 and 14, somewhere in the middle of the month. But
we do offer our listeners, in addition to the complimentary consultation, they can call and see if there's an availability for them at one of your seminars.
Yeah, and you better call early, because once the mailers get out, they fill up in about a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to get the people to call in early if you want to come in. I've invited some people who referred by other clients and stuff, and they're coming. So
the seminars include a nice meal and about an hour, 45 minutes or so presentation on the 9 most common mistakes retirees make with their
absolutely.
Money.
Absolutely. And we've been told that our seminars are very, very good. It's one of the best they've attended.
They are. You may call Safe Harbor Financial Services at 625-1226
or 877-251-1984.
877-251-1984 or 625-1226. Request a seat at the seminar or a complimentary consultation. Just say you heard it on the radio program.
Yeah, I'm very pleased what's going on. People are listening to our messages, Laurie, that I'm saying. And what I want to talk about today is the bull market celebrates its fifth birthday, but is the party over? Okay. 5 years ago today, the stock market, reeling from financial crisis, hit bottom. The Dow closed at just under 6,500, and the S&P 500 ended at 676.5. Since March 9, 2009, the Dow and the S&P 500 have more than doubled. But how much longer can this rally last? No one knows the answer, of course, but there are reasons to be cautious, and here's five of them.
Okay.
Tenure. The average bull market lasts 4.5 years. Only three of the previous 11 bull market, excluding this one, celebrated a sixth birthday. Okay. Valuation. Profit growth is slowing and revenue growth is sluggish, but the price-to-earnings ratio for the S&P 500 is still strong, about 16 times earnings for the past 12 months. That's near the peak reached in October 2007, just before the stocks began their decline during the financial crisis, and we know what happened in 2008. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Margin debt. It's been rising since June and reached the record $488 billion in January. Investors are borrowing to invest, which is a forex sign, says Phil Pilgrim, interactive editor at Yahoo Finance. And too much of foreign stock market is considered a sign of vulnerability. But Perlman notes that a major reason for rising margin debt is the cheap cost of borrowing due to extremely low interest rates. The Fed, the U.S. Central Bank, is reducing its purchase of mortgage debt and long-term treasuries, which I've been talking about for months,
mm-hmm.
which has kept long-term rates low and helped fuel the stock market rally. Many strategists say the Fed policy is the key factor for the stock market rally, so less Fed asset purchases means less support for the rally. So it's what I've been saying. They taper down. They call it quantum easing. When they start doing that, the market's going to react negatively, and that's what's happened, okay? Biotech weakening. Perlman says biotech stocks have been a leader in the bull market and have been selling off lately. Over the past 2 weeks, the NASDAQ's biotech index has fallen 2.3%, while the NASDAQ gained 1.6%, and the S&P 500 Dow are both up about 2%. Okay, biotechs have been lagging big cap growths like Google, Facebook, Priceline, and Netflix, which have also outperformed the current rally, says Perlman. Keep an eye on biotechs and large cap stocks, he warns. When they both start to roll over, that would be a second signal that momentum is waning. That means the market's heading down.
Okay.
Now, that's technical advice, folks, and I don't normally get that technical, but I thought that was important for people to understand that all this stuff I'm saying about the market crash and all, it's coming from experts, Laurie. It's not coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
Not just my feeling of what's going on.
And history repeats itself. They're studying past behavior through
right.
the years to predict what will
Absolutely.
Likely happen.
Absolutely.
And as you've said many times before, you're not saying get out of the stock market completely. If you like stocks, keep some stocks, but keep money you need safe.
Yeah, you don't put money in there that you can't afford to lose. And that's experts will tell you that. And my clients are listening, and they're coming in, and they're worried about the market and what's happening in the market, and they all are telling me the same thing. I don't want to go through another 2008. Okay, and most of them are older, and they can't afford to do it. Even wise investors. I had one 79 years old the other day who had most of his stuff in the market, and he says, I realize I've got to do something. I can't afford another downturn in the market. So we moved some of his money over. He's kept some in the market. And that's what we do, folks. And if you want to stay in the market, I have safe places to put your money in the market that, you know, it may not be as high a return, but you will guarantee, well, not guarantee, but you won't lose. And historically, have not lost.
Mm-hmm.
I have some safe investments that's guaranteed not lose for your bread and butter money that you need to pay the bills. I can recommend products in there that will give you market returns guaranteed without risk. And those are very popular.
You participate in the gain, but not the loss.
That's exactly
Tell
right.
us more about that.
Well, Laurie, I have products. Let's say if somebody that's looking for income down the road, or maybe they want income after one spouse dies, the other spouse may need income. Okay, I see that a lot. I have some plans that can give you a guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive, and actually for both spouses if you want it. Some people are hesitant to trigger income because they want it to grow for their spouse, and they're kind of doing without, sacrificing to make sure their spouse has enough money. And what I tell them, hey, you don't have to do that. If you go ahead and you can take this income now because it's guaranteed for life for you, and the same money's guaranteed for your spouse for the rest of your life, you don't have to sacrifice. Enjoy the money while you're alive, or both of you can do things and do it together. Now, that product offers a 10% bonus going in, so it kicks it up 10% the day you put the money in there. It pays 4+ market returns. The strategy they've developed that actually has averaged about 9% over the worst 10-year period. So that's a wonderful, wonderful product. But here's the real kicker of it. If you trigger that income, lifetime income, and you get confined to a nursing home or need home health care, that income doubles.
Mm-hmm.
Doubles.
That's
and that
amazing.
Helps pay. Because you'd be surprised how few people that come see me have long-term care. And that's a major threat to your retirement money. And people just don't understand that. So I have that. I have life insurance products that has long-term care built in it. Now, the insurance industry is reacting to what people need. And the single premium whole life is a fantastic product. You just dump a lump sum of money in there. It accumulates it indexed to the market. And I think it's currently paying somewhere around 5%. And the money's completely liquid. And get it out anytime you want to, and it has life insurance benefit on it, which would go tax-free to the heirs. But the real kicker is that life insurance benefit is also the amount of long-term care benefit they have, and that could be tax-free too. So that is amazing vehicle. If you put the money in, instead of leaving it in a CD or savings account or money market, letting it earn nothing, put it in there and get a good earnings, tax-deferred earning, and it's just as liquid.
Plus the long-term care, because long-term care can break the bank.
Oh,
You've
absolutely.
Got to go through all of your assets before you can get help.
And if I tell people that every couple, 50, 65 and older, 50% of them is going to have some kind of long-term care need in their lifetime. Now, that's half, folks. And why you want to flip a coin, you want to gamble that it won't be you or that the family will take care of you? You can't rely on family to take care of you. You don't know if they'll be around, they'll be healthy, or be able to take care of you. They may have to work and all this stuff. So you're going to need some assistance. And that long-term care benefit is paid directly to them. and it can be paid on top of any long-term care benefit they may have.
And they also need assistance learning about these things. It's a bit complicated, and that's why we offer our radio show listeners a complimentary consultation. All they have to do is pick up the phone. Even if you're listening on the weekend, after hours, before hours, call and leave a message. Make up your mind to take advantage of this free consultation to see if there's something that Jim Bird can do for you.
Laurie, I have hundreds and hundreds of clients. I have some clients I've had for 27 years, believe it or not, and I've been in business 32, 1st of April. But my clients will tell you one thing. I never pushed any of them into anything. I tried to lay it out, give them choices, and I'm not a pushy type person. If they come in and they want to do something right away, I usually make them wait at least two appointments because I want to show them and go over it with them. I don't like to rush in it. Sometimes it takes three or four appointments for somebody, you know, to get in. But I'm going to tell you honestly and up front and how it works. I'm going to tell you the good and the bad.
So call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984.
So, like I said, Laura, I've been doing this for 32 years. I love my clients. Our clients are like family when they come in. We treat them great when they come to the office. You know, that I think that people know me now from television and also what they hear on the radio. And so they kind of know when they come in. They know what I'm about.
Well, Jim, you were also chairman of the board and served on the board of directors of the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. And, in fact, in 2012... your business, Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, was named Small Business of the Year, awarded by the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce. And that's a much-valued award that speaks volumes of your services and how your clients feel
it
about
is.
You.
Yes, and we're very proud of that, Laurie. But also, what people may not know is that I was president of the Association of Life Underwriters. That's our own industry. Association for our own industry. I was president of that in Mobile, and I was also on president of General Agents and Managers Association.
Of what?
Is General Agent and Manager Association. That's
okay.
Managers, president of managers of agencies. So I presided over that also time. So I've been involved in the industry for a long time, giving back to the industry. Now, I am a member of the Better Business Bureau, and I have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So that's hard to do after 32 years and seeing as many people as I see.
So if you've been listening for some time and thinking about making a move or skeptical after all of this, it's time to make that move. I like what you say. Some people spend more time planning their vacation than they do their retirement.
Right. And come see me. I'm going to make sure that you don't run out of life money before you run out of life. See, that's the thing. And people got to be conscious of that, Laurie, because with the market downturn, think about this. You got your money sitting there in the market, and we have a big downturn, and they use 30, 40% of the value of their money, okay, and they're drawing an income from that money. What's going to happen to their income? It's either going down or they're going to run out of money. That's what's going to happen. So you need something safe and secure, something that's not driven by the market, but yet you can get a lot better returns than you get in CD, money markets, or savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're all about, is producing safe money for you. Some people come in, they say, I'm throw caution to the wind. I don't mind risk. Some come in and say, I want zero risk. I don't want any risk at all. Everybody's different, and the plan we put together is different for everybody. It's not the same. I am a fee-based advisor, so I'll put a plan for you if you want me to. I'll charge you, put a plan for you, and give it to you, and you can do what you want to. Or you can do the product with me, and I'll do product, and rarely do I charge both.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do one or the other. But it's not like we're just commission-driven. You can come in and do whatever you want to do with us. We sit down, give you a lot of time. I spend time with my clients because I know sometimes they just want to talk, all right? My clients sometimes are lonely, and I have empathy for them, and I want to talk to them.
You can go visit in the hospital.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're good people. I love my clients, and had a guy yesterday in, and he was, you know, had lost his wife and his business. He'd gotten terminated from it and something, and he really wanted to talk, and I let him talk, and I kind of ran over for my next appointment, but I felt like it's more important for him to, you know, he wanted to talk. And he had some things he wanted to iron out, and budget-wise, everything. He wanted me to look at the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. If you go through a major life-changing event, such as the loss of a spouse or your employment or business, you do need to reevaluate your portfolio, your retirement, your situation, and see what adjustments need to be made.
And not only that, Laurie, but, you know, he had tax questions, and so he's going to see Richard Lindsay, our CPA, and he had some legal questions, and I think the same, he's going to see Jim Roberts, our estate planning attorney, about some will and trust. People ask me about wills and trusts and all the time. I give you a generic answer, but I'm not an expert. Okay, that's where you need Jim Roberts, and he gives free consultation, and Richard Lindsay gives a free consultation, even over the phone.
They have their own established practices, but you've teamed together to form your comprehensive wealth management and refer to each other, and our listeners have the opportunity to take advantage of a complimentary consultation from any of you.
Absolutely.
Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay CPAs, his number is 633-4070, and he can do phone consultations too, 633-4070. And your participating attorney, Jim Roberts, who is in Daphne, offers the same consultation for wills and trust, etc., 626-3499, 626-3499. Is his number.
We call it comprehensive financial planning, Laurie, because you can't do real planning without incorporating the CPA and the attorney involved in it, because it all comes together. And we refer business to each other. Richard sent me a client the other day out of town. I had some questions. This client wanted to know, I mean, he was ready to retire. He was 62 years old, I think it was. And he said, if you tell me I can retire, I'll go tomorrow. So, and I looked over his stuff, and I said, well, I think I got good news for you. I said, now, don't hold me to this, because you come back for the second appointment. I said, but I think you'll be able to retire. You know, we looked at what he needed income-wise and everything else that he needed. He just didn't know that he could do that, because he was still in his 401k at work, which was going up and down based on whatever the market does. And he thought he just had to keep working. And see, they can't offer you a guaranteed lifetime income like I can on plans like that. So I said, here's a plan. Income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. So that takes care of possibly eroding your value if you got confined to a nursing home. And mm-hmm. That would leave your spouse nothing. And he said, man, I like that. I really like that.
Then you give advice on the difference between retiring and taking your Social Security at 62 versus waiting until 67. Is that right?
Or 70 even. We go over one of our steps is not utilizing Social Security. After you've drawn Social Security, it's a little bit too late for that. But if anybody's in pre-Social Security, they need to come see us, because we talk about the best times to take it. And one of the questions always asked me, should I take it at 62? What that means is that there's a break-even point where, okay, it justified taking it at 62 instead of waiting to 66 or 70. Because, see, you get a 6% raise from 62 to 65, an 8% raise every year waiting from 65 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
So, personally, I'm going to wait, because for two reasons. One is that you're limited how much money you can make until you're full eligibility for Social Security. Mine's 66 and 8 months, I think, before I can draw full Social Security. So, after that, it doesn't matter. But if I were to draw it now, I couldn't make everything over $40,000 would be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
$2 for every $1. So I don't want to do that. And a lot of folks ask me that. They have these questions about Social Security. So when you're planning, you got to look at all aspects of income, Social Security, pension plans, defined benefit plans, anything you've got, your 401ks, all that together. You got to look at your expenditures and say, okay, this is what income I can create for you. Is this enough for you to live on? Can you live with this? And most people, yes or no. If not, you may still work.
And most people can't really quite determine all this on their own. They need someone like you to help, which is why we offer the radio show listeners a complimentary consultation. Please pick up the phone. Take advantage of this hour or so with some of your important documents to sit down with Jim. Let him review. See what options there may be. There's no obligation. There's no force feeding. It's just an investigative meeting to see what you've got and what the possibilities could be.
One of the things we tell them, Laurie, is your advisor scared for you to get a second opinion? You need to get a second opinion. Okay, because it's like this, Laurie. If you went to the doctor and the doctor said, Laurie, you got cancer, you're going to die in 6 months. Would you just go home and die, or would you go get another opinion?
I
want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that so some of your retirement plans out there dying, you're going to die, it may not last, and you may have to cut your income down or run out of money. Come get a free second opinion.
That's why you call this show Safe Investing in the New Economy. This isn't your grandfather's economy. You can't manage your money the way you used to.
Absolutely. Nothing's the same. I've read a lot of articles where this economy right now is food to a lot of people. There's a lot of people don't know how to plan because it's so erratic with the market. Interest rates have been low for so long. Can't make any money on the fixed interest rate side. So you've got to look for middle ground. And I say this over and over and over. I have the middle ground that a lot of advisors can't sell or won't sell. And the reason is that it's one of the things we use is hybrid annuities. Hybrid annuities will give you market share, most of the market share earnings, especially in the strategy they developed in the one I use, without any risk, downside risk at all. Give you a minimum return of 4 to 7% plus market returns, and then you have that nursing home doubler on the income when you take an income. You can't get that in traditional investments. And that's what America's looking for. That's what folks are looking for, and that's why my business is so good, Laurie, what I do. Okay? Does everybody need it? No. But you've got to overcome the myths that people have about annuities out there. Annuities lock all your money up, never get it out. You give the insurance company your money, and you get an income, and you die, it's gone. None of those are true. Okay, first, there is liquid to 10% a year. That is, yeah, I tell everybody that buys an annuity, you know, if it 10% a year is not liquid enough, don't buy it. But it's liquid for 10 years, up to 10% a year is all you get, or a lifetime income.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be willing to give that up. Now, if you need money liquid, I have other vehicles that I put people in that are safe, that, you know, earn good returns, 6, 7% returns, and are liquid. So that's what I do. So it's not all about just annuities. That's not all I do. I do what's right for the client, and some clients don't need or want annuity. Some would buy bunches of them if I'd sell them, but I don't sell. I make sure they've got enough liquid money.
Mm-hmm. That's important. So pick up the phone and call Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne. Even if it's on the weekend or after hours as you're listening, call 625-1226.
Or 625-1226.
Or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. If they want to do some of their own research on you, they can also go to your website, safeharfin.com. That's safe, HARFIN.com. safeharfin.com. You can even email questions for the program or email Jim Bird with your own personal question, jbird@safeharfin.com. And that's jbird, B-Y-R-D.
Right.
jbird@safeharfin.com.
And just pull up Safe Harbor Financial LLC in Daphne, Alabama, and you will get it on the internet. We have a great website. I think it's a beautiful website. Very active out in the community. Been involved all my life in the community. We were involved in getting that Tears of Joy, Tears of Sorrow monument built to honor all military, of all services of all military, all forms of the military, and families, and we honor the families, we honor everybody. And that was very important to me, Tears of Joy, Tears of Sorrow. And I honor the military at my seminars. I love the military. If you're a veteran, listen there, I want you to know that we love the veterans, and we want to say thank you for your service. I want to always tell them that. Look, when I say thank you, sir, for your service.
And you have given more than a thank in the terms of monetary donations.
Yes.
To help with these projects. Also, Jim, you are the flagship sponsor for the Daphne Spanish Fort Kiwanis Club Taste of the Towns.
Yeah, I did that, Laurie. That's a great event, and I hope people come. I have tickets, folks. If you want to get tickets to Taste of the Town, come by my office and purchase them at $25 each. We get to taste all the restaurants of that volunteer their food in there. You get to taste all their different kind of food.
And there's live music, and there's an auction, and beverages.
Yeah.
And the proceeds help the Kiwanis Club with their outreach services in the community. It is Thursday, May 1st, on the Causeway at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center.
Yeah, I will be there. Come by and say hello. But if you come by my office, call my office. you know, I sell you some tickets to that event for it, and you can pick them up at my office. So we'd love to give back. Love, that's a great cause. I've always been a Kiwanian. I love Kiwanis. I was president of my club in Mobile, and then I came over here and joined this club. So I haven't been as active in it as I need to be. Laura had some health issues earlier last year, but that's okay. I'm healthy and back now, folks.
So. Yeah, we're just glad to have you back. That was a slippery slope there for a little while.
It was, but...
And that brings up another good point. There was a chance where we weren't sure if you were going to make it or not.
That's true.
And what would happen to your spouse if that had happened? If you're in a similar situation, get your finances in order so that you and your loved one, your spouse, your children, your heirs can be taken care of comfortably.
And one of the questions I ask everybody, Laura, do you have long-term care benefit? And 7 out of 8 say no. Haven't. I asked them this question. What would happen if you got confined to a nurse home right now at $65,000 a year going in there? How long would that last? Do you have enough assets to last? And if you do have enough and you make it and you pass on after that, what is going to happen to the surviving spouse who is dependent on those assets to live on? You got to ask yourself these questions. They're hard questions. You got to ask them. So, you know, we answer those questions for you. We provide free long-term care and some of the benefits products that we do. So come see us, folks. It's harmless to come see us. Come get a free evaluation. You don't have to do anything with me. You can come in for a free consultation. You don't have to do anything.
You could also bring your best friend, an adult child, someone that you don't mind knowing your financial information, but that could be a second opinion or a confidant that can listen as well.
Absolutely. Bring me in and do that. To the seminars, we ask that basically you don't bring children in all seminars. We like people to be 55 and up, mm-hmm. you know, and have a certain amount of assets. Now, we have to screen them, folks. If we don't, we just fill up the room in five minutes.
That's for the seminar.
Yeah, for the seminar. But if you want to come in for free consultation, just call. Ask for me and talk to me.
625-1226 for Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
Or 877-251-1984.
625-1226 or toll free 877-251-1984. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Laura.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.